Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans, Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for October the 15th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances are one of the great peaceful solutions we have at our fingertips. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you had a weekend full of God, family, and country, and I know that I did. All right, let's just start by a couple of quick cleaning house duties. Our Saturday broadcast, we covered a lot of news. Donald Trump praises Confederate icon Robert E. Lee at an Ohio rally. He talked about Ulysses Grant as well. And so he's getting criticized on all sides. But I submit to you that Donald stood up for a change and said there's great people on both sides of this debate. It's about preserving history. It's not about war and slaves and everything else. George Washington was a slave owner. And he pointed that out very well. And so Donald did a pretty good job as the mainstream press tried to attack him. Leftist threatens to rape conservative woman. Her name is Caitlin Bennett. And feminists literally defend the rapist. He threatened to throw her on the ground and rape her. And wow, InfoWars with the details. Very interesting. She put up the video herself saying this is out of control. The Me Too movement's a sham. And there you have it. We talked about former Attorney General Eric Holder said that when Republicans go low, we kick them. That's what the new Democratic Party is about. Hillary Clinton doubling down as well, saying civility can only return when the Democrats take over. President Donald Trump, believe it or not, received 92% negative coverage from the major broadcast news networks over the summer. Wow, 92% negative. That's according to a study conducted by the Media Research Center. Last summer, TV coverage of the president was 91% negative, and coverage across the whole year, 90% negative. A related study shows that 90% negative coverage of the president was 2017 as well, or I should say for 2017. That was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two, we talked about top Hollywood executives give 99% of their political donations to Democrats. There you have it, the partisan divide taking front center stage. U.S. Senate candidate, I don't know how to say his name, Beto O'Rourke. Anyway, this guy has crushed fundraising records and brought in $38.1 million from July through September, more than three times more than the $12 million Ted Cruz has raised. Think about that. $38 million for the Democrats, $12 million for the Republicans. We don't put our money where our mouth is, do we, folks? But again, who has that kind of money? In total, O'Rourke has raised $61.2 million. In 2018, that's to Cruz's $24 million. And bottom line, as they say, it's one of the most expensive races in the country. There you have it. Big money going to take over the elections. I call it vote fraud, but that's just me. Anchor babies are costing taxpayers $2.4 billion annually, way more than the border wall ever would, they claim. We are fine. Melania Trump dismisses gossip about marriage. She says, you know what? I don't want to hear it. I don't care what you guys think. I don't care about your lies. You know what? Ever since I've seen how they treat my husband, I realize that it's just dishonesty big time. Boy, howdy, is she spot on. Hurricane Michael death toll may rise. Many towns are still cut off, writes Reuters. And it's interesting. I got a lot of friends in Florida. They say it didn't bother them much at all. No big deal. No harm, no foul. What I find fascinating about it, though, is it's very, I don't know what you call it, but you know, you could be one block over, one town over, one city over, and there's no problem. But yet, devastation big time in certain places. Mexico Beach got it bad, for instance. And so, unless you're in some of those very unique spots that got nailed, It cuts a fine swath, if you will, as it goes. And so there is a lot of devastation, and our prayers are with the folks that are having trouble because of Hurricane Michael or any other hurricane for that matter. But again, we need to turn to God, family, and country, folks. Senator Ben Sasse does a phenomenal job and unloads on Congress at the Kavanaugh hearing, talking about how they've literally given away their power and it's got to stop. Ben Sasse had an incredible speech on that. We played that in its entirety. What a tremendous job for Ben Sasse of Nebraska. More than 500 employees of the U.S. Primary Border Security Agency, they were charged with drug trafficking and accepting bribes. It was a study done over a two-year period. All kinds of drugs. The most common arrests were related to misconduct relating to drugs and alcohol. Domestic or family disputes or bad conduct was the second reason. Wow. Turns out, believe it or not, that Customs and Border Protection has a budget of over $15 billion a year. And they're the parent agency, the Border Patrol. These guys are all involved in drugs and family dispute and alcohol. And what a meltdown. $15+ billion going to that. It employs more than 60,000 people, folks, making it the largest single law enforcement agency in the United States. What an absolute shame. Just fraught with drugs and alcohol and family disputes and sex and violence. And this is supposed to be the Border Patrol, folks? The balloon organization that oversees it? Wow. That's a recap of Saturday's broadcast. If you find the information compelling, you want to learn more about what was talked about, libertyroundtable.com. The audio is free on demand at your fingertips. If you believe in the Widow's Mite Radio Network, though, and you believe we provide value to you, please reciprocate. Donate today, libertyroundtable.com. Without further ado, our buddy Lowell Nelson's on the road, but he's so dedicated, he's with us. Campaignforliberty.org, RonPaulInstitute.org. Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you for having me, gentlemen. It's good to be with you.
All right. So far, you sound fantastic, by the way.
Good.
Let's start out and talk about the Gosnell movie. I guess it's the trial of America's biggest serial killer. It's Gosnell movie.com. Gosnell movie.com to learn more about it, Lowell.
Well, Sam, I haven't seen this movie yet myself. I've only watched the trailer, but it is based on a true story involving, and I love these movies that are based on true stories. That's my favorite kind of movie, actually, because you learn a great deal about history at the same time you're involved in watching a good movie. It turns out that Stephen and Janice Graham, in their Standard of Liberty email last week, are the ones that talked about this movie. It opened nationwide just last Friday, Sam, October 12th, and they pointed out that it is at the Cinemark 24 in Jordan. So if you're local here in Utah, I know that you have thousands of listeners across the nation, and you can go to gosnellmovie.com, folks, and find where the movie's playing near you. But here in Utah, we only have one Cinemark in the whole state, apparently, that's showing this movie. Now, they're showing it tonight, and they're showing it tomorrow night for sure, but their website doesn't say beyond that. Well, we need to go to this movie in big numbers, folks, so that the movie theaters will be induced to continue to show this movie. It is the shocking true story, Sam, of the investigation and trial of a doctor named Dr. Kermit Gosnell and his 30-year killing spree, basically doing abortions, murdering the young, and that being covered up by the political establishment and by the media that originally tried to cover it up. Basically, there was a DEA and FBI raid, apparently, on his offices, and what they found was far more sickening than they had ever expected. So then he goes to trial, and he's black, and the prosecutor is white, and so they the defense plays the race card, and I mean it looks like a really great movie, Sam. And so I'd encourage everybody to plan to see Gosnell, the Gosnell movie.
And it's important to see it, ladies and gentlemen. And I agree with Lowell. My several concerns. Number one, it's only showing for a couple of days in Utah, and I just don't see how you get the word out. You know, word of mouth can't create that buzz that a lot of times when, you know, a group of people see a movie and then the word of mouth goes, man, you got to see this. That's going to be lost because it doesn't play enough dates to make that happen. Nevertheless, it is tonight, tomorrow night. It is in Utah. You can go to the website, gosnellmovie.com, and learn where it's playing in your area. The other concern that I have about it, Lowell, is this thing is ghoulish, though. You don't want your kids to go see this. It's an informative, necessary reality check to know how evil these abortions really are and how some of these people just go on a psychotic killing spree. But it's more important to understand that, look, the establishment and government and the media literally covered this thing up. Even though it went to trial, it was so ghoulish they had to go to trial on it. But nevertheless, they didn't want the people to understand how grisly, how ghoulish, how evil this really is. And so on one hand, I kind of want to see it. On the other hand, I kind of go, I already know how bad it is. I don't need to be subjected to that. It's a little bit of that, Lowell.
Well, you raise a really good point, and that's my immediate concern. That was my immediate concern, and I would plan to see the movie myself before inviting my children, of course. But, you know, the movie itself apparently is done tastefully, if you can imagine that. I don't know how you...
A tasteful trial of a 30-plus year spree murderer. Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on the ball. Back in second, Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, Lowell Nelson on your radio.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. We're talking about the movie called Gosnell, the trial of America's biggest serial killer. Gosnellmovie.com, it's playing in Utah, in South Jordan, tonight and tomorrow night. Look for a theater near you, gosnellmovie.com. Gosnell is the shocking, true story of the investigation and trial of Dr. Kermit Gosnell. He had a 30-year murder spree, if you will. I mean, just a killing bonanza. And the government and the mainstream press tried to cover it up. But you know what? The people weren't going to have that. We were going to tell the story, Lowell.
Well, that's right, Sam. The film was crowdfunded, Sam. Almost 30,000 people donated over $2 million in 45 days to ensure that this film was done. It was ended up being one of the most successful crowdfunding campaigns on the Indiegogo website, and so my hat's off and thanks to those who helped to make this project a success. I'd never heard of it before, but I sure hope the movie's still playing when I get back up to a place where I can go see it. And, you know, folks, we can make this happen if we go in sufficient numbers, if hundreds of people show up to watch this movie tonight and tomorrow night at the theater there in South Jordan, then the theater will change its mind. You know, they will keep the movie there longer so that more people can watch this movie. So I really recommend people go watch this tonight or tomorrow night.
Amen to that. This thing is kind of grisly. I mean, I get why people would want to see it because it's, you know, documentary. It's real. Thank heavens they do it tastefully. But it concerns me a little bit how do you cover how grisly this is and the trial and the investigation? I mean, when they went in there, they said, you know what? The only thing this guy was good at is administering death. Nobody got out alive. And basically the bottom line is when you went into this guy's office, it was just a grisly, dirty, gross. Anyway, it's amazing people don't know this story already. They've covered it up so successfully. But this is kind of the people's way, crowdfunding it, the people's way of saying we want the truth and we're going to strike back. Kurt, you want to comment on that?
You know, when you look at this, I was looking to see if there's any showings down your way, Lowell, down in St. George. But
Kurt,
I don't
it's the only
see, like you say,
theater in Utah that's covering
well,
it.
Well, they say there's 700 and something in across the country.
Yeah, but not in Utah, buddy. One.
Showing it. But anyway, I just thought it might be there. What do I want to say about it? You know, the commercial tells you that, you know, it's tastefully done and it's okay for your teenagers. So I suppose it is, Sam.
And, yeah, for teenagers, though. I don't know how to let your little kids see it, though. So, you know, just... Again, use discretion and check it out. I'm not, I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't know how you cover a murderer of abortion and murdering of babies for over 30 years. And you can do it tastefully, but hey, little kids, I'd be a little concerned. Now, teenagers might be a different story, right?
Yeah, I don't recommend it for adolescents. I think that you'd have to be at least a teenager, an older teen, to really appreciate the movie. And its message. I mean, the message is something that's, when I was an adolescent, I wouldn't want to hear anything about abortion. I think that would have jaded me. I appreciate my parents who they probably protected me. I know they did. We didn't see movies, this kind of a movie, when I was an adolescent. But, you know, as I get older and older teens and college age, that's where these kinds of topics take on brand new meaning. And I have appreciated in recent past, both of you guys, well, forever, but especially in the recent past, for the commercials you've cut, you know, featuring opposition to abortion and the pro-life position and so forth. I just I count this movie as another step in the right direction, Sam, and I appreciate what Liberty Roundtable has done for years and especially in the recent past in cutting these marvelous commercials.
Yeah, and I'd love to get a hold of the makers of Cosnell, and I'd love to run a commercial that would promote the movie and promote the grisly details. The problem is I'm only one guy, and I got a day job, and I got 8 kids and 4 grandkids, and, you know, I got church responsibilities and family responsibilities.
Yeah, but you're Sam Bushman, Sam.
I know. I get it. I'm Kanye West thinks he's Superman when he's got the hat on. I'm more than that without the hat. I'm just kidding. The truth is, though, I wish that we could, you know, get these guys, number one, put the producers and key movie makers on the radio and help talk about it and promote it. I wish I had time or somebody could give me commercials or I could get audio and cut commercials. And I know Kurt's going to send me like 50 YouTubes and say, Sam, go to work. That's what's going to happen. And then I'm going to have to just struggle through the email while I'm on the radio and all that. But, you know, again, I would love, I searched for pro-life commercials for 2 years and couldn't find any. So finally, I just got ticked off enough to just cut, you know, stuff out of interviews and make my own. But this is what I mean. Everything we do is such a massive uphill battle. No money, no time, all by yourself, lonely as could be kind of thing, you know. That's how it is. And that's kind of the frustration that I have. I'd love to help more. But, man, I'm supposed to write a letter trying to defend Steve Stockman and get him out of prison today. Right? How do we work on all these things at the same time? And, you know, it's an epic battle. And then what I'll do
looks
is
looks like the movie's showing at 12 places in Arizona. I mean, of course.
Arizona's more pro-life than Utah. That's all.
I guess.
No, they just got a bigger population, so there's more people willing. But again, you know, the fact that this thing's playing such a short run in Utah, too, is of concern. But again, no Patriots own theaters, so what do you expect, right?
Five of them in Idaho.
Problems, right? You've always said that the media makes the rules, right? I mean, if you own the media, you get to make the rules.
That's right. If you own a movie theater, you can just simply say, we're going to play this. And guys like me would give you free advertising to the best of my ability. See, that's all I'm talking about is we've got to put our money where our mouth is. We've got to engage. We've got to double down. But we just simply, you know, for the most part, the conservatives just don't do it. Now, I guarantee you, if this is a movie about, you know, a woman's choice and how evil the anti-abortionists are and the, you know, the against choice people are, hey, this thing would go viral. And I just highlighted it. You got that one race I mentioned that Ted Cruz is in. Hey, he's got like $24 million. And his opponent's got like $61 million. Okay, just in the last couple of months, $38 million to $12 million of the fundraising. Now, I get that it's not only about money, and I get that Ted Cruz might still win with less money. But again, if we don't have foot soldiers, if we don't have money, if we don't have people putting their time in, you know, I'm just one guy. I'm trying to help Steve Stockman get out of prison. I'm trying to run this radio program, this radio network. I'm trying to hold down my day job. I'd love to create commercials and promote this Gosnell movie. I'd love to see if we couldn't push to have it at other theaters. But, you know, how do we do all these things at the same time? Well, you kind of probably feel the same way. You put a lot of your time into this, too. And, man, there's just not enough days and hours and time to get it all done.
Yeah, that's for sure, Sam. Great point. But what I'll do for you today, I'm going to reach out to the Gosnell folks and see if I can find out a little bit more, or maybe if I'm successful, then maybe they can be on your radio tomorrow morning for just a few minutes. If you know, maybe, I don't know, we can always ask, right?
Amen. And I love it. I believe in it. I support it. I want to do all I can. In fact, I reached out to this lady. Oh, what's her name? I don't know. Abby, in the radio commercials, Abby Johnson. I reached out to her over the weekend to say, hey, can you come on the radio and talk about this? And I haven't heard back, but I'm working on that, too. So I agree, there's a lot to do, plenty to do, right?
Absolutely, there's more than enough to do, and that's why we need good folks. I know, Sam, Kerr, you guys have a lot of wonderful listeners who do a lot, and, you know, every one of us, if we would just do something in the cause of liberty every day, it would make a huge difference. And so, you know, that's the challenge. I challenge every listener in the sound of my voice to do something every day this week and month in the cause of liberty and make a difference wherever you are, however you can. Please do that.
Amen to that. And, you know, anyway, if you want to learn more about it, gosnellmovie.com. And it is a shocking true story, ladies and gentlemen, that people need to see. We need to push. But again, even if we understand this movie and realize how grisly and how horrible this is, which I think a lot of us already do, how do we move the needle and get our congressmen and senators to stand for pro-life? Rand Paul is really, really working on it. Mike Lee, standing together, really working on it. And I want to work on it, too. But, man, you know what? Anybody who speaks out about this, there's an alternative media crackdown like no other, Lowell.
Well, that's right, Sam. This is truly frightening. This article posted on RonPaulInstitute.org by a columnist named Daisy Luther. Daisy writes this. Basically, she said this last week, the alternative media purge was boldly advanced, a coordinated effort to silence people who dissent from establishment views. He says, just one more step toward a monopoly on information by those who hate freedom. And at this rate, she says, they'll soon have unquestioned access to the minds of more than 2 billion people. Sam, this is not good. It should terrify everyone.
Amen to that. Hold on, Lowell. I don't want you to get chopped off. Hang on one quick second. We'll be right back. We'll continue right where we are. Lowell Nelson, CampaignForLiberty.org on your radio.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because... In a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay. Abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
Dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, listen up. We are looking for anything that looks like drugs or paraphernalia.
Philadelphia Police Department, we have a search warrant.
What is that smell?
Man, you gotta see this. Is this normal?
I don't know. I've never been in an abortion clinic before.
You are not gonna believe what I saw last night.
How many?
So far, we found over 30 of them.
Healthy woman goes into a clinic, comes out dead, and there's no police report?
Files have been moved recently.
Look at this.
You'll be the prosecutor who went after reproductive rights, and you'll be a racist to boot.
You've got a lot of folk who'd like to see abortion outlawed. And this is not going to be the case that gives them an excuse.
Prosecution has offered you a plea bargain, Dr. Gosnell.
But I would have to admit I was guilty. I'm not guilty.
When you get to the courthouse, you are going to be swarmed by reporters.
You ready for this, counselor?
Where is everybody?
When was the last time your division inspected Dr. Gosnell's clinic?
We had instructions directly from Governor Ridge's office not to inspect.
Wouldn't testify in that case about anything. You doubt you'll find a doctor who will.
And you look at the facts,
You will see what I see.
An overly zealous Catholic investigator.
Is that what you want to make this about?
Nothing that man did that protects women or children. And you don't have to be a pro-life activist to see that.
Kermit Gosnell is perhaps the most prolific serial killer in American history.
Better win.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's GrizzlyGosnellMovie.com if you want to learn where it is. WorldNet Daily actually promoted this as well. I saw a big old story from them highlighting and promoting this movie. It's a must-see, and I bring this up. You say, Sam, why'd you move on? Why'd you move on to another story about the media and then go back to this? I'll tell you why. Ready? Because there's an alternative media crackdown, and when you cover this kind of stuff, they want to shut you down, lol.
Well, that's right, Sam. Just last week, Facebook announced that they were shutting down about 800 more, accounts or users on their, real popular pages, Sam, like anti-media, 2.1 million fans. How about the Free Thought Project, 3.1 million fans? Press for Truth with 350,000 fans. Police the Police, 1.9 million fans. Cop Block, 1.7 million fans. These are just a few, Sam, a few of the ones which were what they call unpublished, meaning their accounts were suspended, their pages were revoked, whatever. And so hundreds of alternative media site administrators logged onto Facebook last week, Sam, and discovered that their accounts had been removed. And then soon after that, many of the same sites and writers found that their Twitter accounts had also been suspended. And so basically this is a coordinated effort, Sam, to quell, you know, anti-establishment views. I mean, if you're anti-war, if you're anti-abortion, you know, pro-life, if you are anything against the status quo, then you are going to be taken down. You know, if you have a platform on these big social media giants like Facebook and Twitter and so forth.
And people used to mock me because I wouldn't play there. I mean, I'd put something on Facebook here or there, and I didn't have a lot on YouTube, and people are like, Sam, you're just missing out, man. I don't think you understand technologically what to do here. Maybe you need some help from some people that are technical. And I'd kind of snicker and go, I know, I sure wish I had the time to be bigger. And I understand. And now Alex Jones and others and WorldNet Daily and everybody else are griping and complaining that, oh, man, they're being taken down. And although I think it's wrong, hey, some of these companies have the right to do what they want. And you could say, well, no, Sam, they were funded by government. And my response is, well, that's our fault. We should have never funded it in the first place. Ron Paul, in my opinion, said it best. He said this: you get accused of treasonous activity and treasonous speech because an empire, lies are truth. Or lies are, they love lies. Truth is treason. Challenging the status quo is what they can't stand. It unnerves them, so they got to take you down. Anyway, I probably butchered that quote a little bit. But anyway, Ron Paul said it right. You get accused of treasonous activity and speech because, hey, they love lies. And if you speak the truth, it's treason to these people. That's what we see in America, folks.
Well, that's right, Sam. And Ron Paul also hit it on the head. He admits, freely admits, that these companies can do what they want because they're private companies. However, he then explained that there's a nexus between this government of ours and the oppression of users of these sites. In other words, it was just last May, apparently, at least according to Daniel McAdams of the Ron Paul Report. He said in last May, the Atlantic Council was, did a contract with the government. They signed a contract with our own government. Now, the Atlantic Council is a private group, I think it is. But anyway, if the government is asking the Atlantic Council to induce censorship among the big media giants, that's really using the strong arm of government and our tax dollars to accomplish what the government can't not accomplish alone, right? The First Amendment prevents the government from censoring what happens here in this country. But we have a government that is paying a private entity to censor, to induce these big companies to censor what you know, the material that's on their websites. And that is the real problem that Ron Paul sees in this thing. Despite the fact that companies can do what they want, if they're a private company, obviously they can do what they want. But there's government money being used to fund these guys and induce them to do the censorship, Sam.
I agree with your point, and I agree with Ron Paul that there is a nexus kind of between the two. This is serious, and I've mentioned to you for a long time and to others that, you know, the government's behind this. And so when we say, well, these, you know, private companies have the right to do what they want, you know, we've funded them. And the other problem that I have when we talk about this censorship is, hey, I don't need to rely on Google and Facebook. But at the same time, you know, at what point are we going to say something funded by government is private sector? And that's when you get into this fascist reality. They accuse a lot of the right of being fascist. But you know what? It's the government that spawns this fascist activity like no other. And so I don't know that I agree completely with this idea that, hey, you know what? It's private and they can do what they want. I don't know that I agree with that. Because the whole internet was built on government. Google and some of these big companies were founded, promoted, and spawned by government from the get-go. It's got all kinds of government seeds. They've been forced to build backdoors into their technology for governments. And that's where a lot of the hacks are coming from, too.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Sam, and as would Ron Paul. And basically, he's making the point that because of that nexus, these private companies should not be shutting down these accounts, because they are funded by the government, and thereby the government is violating the First Amendment rights of these people to be heard, these voices to be heard. That's the real problem. You know, if you were a small company, totally private, then yes, you have the complete freedom to do what you want. But when you're funded by the government, you lose the ability to do this kind of arbitrary, you know, closing of people's accounts. I like how John Vibes put this, Sam. He described, he often contributes to the Free Thought Project, which, by the way, I'd never heard of until reading this article a couple of days ago, Sam. Anyway, he writes this. He says, this signifies a reconsolidation of the media. Cable news media controlled the narrative for most of modern history. Probably, you know, he's probably talking about the last 20, 30, 40 years or something. But the internet has lowered that barrier to entry, he says, and allowed the average person to become the media themselves. This obviously took market share and influence away from the traditional media, and it has allowed for a more diverse public conversation. Now it seems the platforms that have monopolized the industry are favoring mainstream sources and silencing alternative voices. So now, instead of allowing more people to have a voice, these platforms are creating an atmosphere where only powerful media organizations are welcome, just as we had on cable news. People think that we are just providing an activist spin on the news, but they don't see the families struggling to have their voice heard. For example, when someone is shot by police, the mainstream media sources often just republish the press release from the police department without presenting the victim's side of the story. Sam?
All right, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Quick pause. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, Lowell Nelson, back in seconds on your radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Live and on your radio, talking about the mainstream press literally shutting down the rest of us. And you know what's fascinating about this? They act like they're shutting down the mainstream press. So they act like, you know, Donald runs around telling you how horrible the New York Times is, how horrible some of these organizations are, and he's right about the facts. But the bottom line is, this attempt to go after the alternative media, and I don't like to use the alt word, because then pretty soon they say you're alt-right and you're a bigot and a racist and a whatever. Okay, reject all that. I'm just talking about people, the new media taking center stage. We're the ones getting attacked and shut down. The mainstream press is getting left alone, except for rhetoric, lol.
Exactly right, Sam. I guess most of us are comprised of small businesses or small small-time activists trying to make a difference. And, you know, there's a great value in that, Sam, because there's no single point of failure. If when 1,000 people like you and me, Sam, get busy, then it's very, very difficult to shut down the whole operation, because they have to shut down 1,000 operations. But if we have a single, you know, organization, then that's a single point of failure. So I find great value in multiple, hundreds of organizations and people like you and me spreading the real news, spreading reality, spreading real stories, real content. I find great value in that. And so the point here is that these platforms, we really have used these main social media giants platforms as one of the means by which we get the word out to people. And, you know, I think that's been helpful. I think the internet's been a great voice, a great conduit for our voices. But if these crackdowns continue, then we really need a different platform. We shouldn't, like you say, we should not be funding these platforms. We should build our own. And in a story following this, and we'll talk about some of these platforms that are being built. I just want to finish off this quote from John Vibes of the Free Thought Project, Sam. He says that, you know, in a typical story where the mainstream media just parrots what they've been told by the police department, they never present the victim's side of the story. He says we give the victims and their families a voice, meaning the small-time media like you and me. We give the victims and their families a voice, which is essential to keep power in check.
Yeah, proven pudding. We covered the Ammon Bundy and friends case more than anybody, with more credible information. Some people had more inside video than we did, but hey, they all went to prison and everything else too. We're the only ones that covered it in detail from the start to the end, and we're continuing to cover it. And again, those were completely innocent. The judge dismissed the case because the government got caught perjuring themselves and lying. This is a perfect example to make the point, Lowell.
You're exactly right, Sam, and I went directly to Liberty Roundtable every time I wanted a fresh update on that situation, because I knew you guys were carrying it, and nobody else would. Vibes finishes his comment here. He says this also goes for bigger issues like foreign policy as well. And then he gives an example. He says that multiple full-scale invasions of Syria have been prevented because of information that the alternative media made viral.
Now, let me stop you there for a second and quickly say, you know, people say we're too tiny, we don't make a difference, we're just preaching to the choir. And my response is we don't get the credit for moving the needle on a lot of these stories. But I'm telling you right now, their coverage relates to the coverage we have, so they don't get left behind. They know it, we know it. When they want to criticize us, they tell you how tiny and how insignificant we are. However, when we bing on a story or bang on a story hard enough, I mean, Liberty News Radio literally on, what's that election day called, whatever, Super Tuesday or whatever. Hey, Donald Trump Jr. came on Liberty Roundtable Live because he knew where the movement was happening, okay? Let's be very clear. And when the mainstream press wants to attack us, Hillary Clinton said it was James Edwards' program, the political cesspool. Hey, he got attacked by the Trump administration and by the Clinton administration, both. And if we're so tiny we don't make a difference, why the attacks? Why do we get written up in every story or news organization under the sun that we are live at the Republican convention?
Yeah.
Live at the inauguration. Yeah. Because they know full well we move the needle. It's just that they want to downplay us as if we don't matter, but yet they know we matter. And so they attack us relentlessly. And just because I haven't used a whole lot of Facebook and Twitter and some of these places where everybody's getting taken down, YouTube and Google and others, that doesn't mean that they're attacking us any less. It's just harder to attack us. Because we don't rely on those institutions for funding. We don't, okay, they don't attack our jobs because they can't just go to a big corporation. We're self-employed. You know, they've already attacked Kurt the Honeyman on the street the best they can locally. But it's very hard when you're self-employed, when you own your own institutions, when you, sure, we use the internet, but everything else is built and controlled and funded by me and a few patriots that help me. But by and large, no one supports us. So it's a shoestring at best, but we're harder to attack that way, lol.
You're exactly right, Sam. These big media giants, they truly do have lots and lots of people. Basically, this person writing for anti-media says that he reached 7 million people on Facebook in just 28 days, Sam. And so that's the reach that is available on these platforms. But the risk, like you say, the risk, or the, yeah, you put your voice in jeopardy when you use this platform because you might get shut down, which is exactly what the anti-media happened or had happened to them. They got shut down. They were reaching 7 million people every month, Sam, on Facebook, and they got shut down. And, you know, it happened to all these other big players we mentioned earlier, Cop Block and Police the Police and all of these big, big sites were reaching millions of people. And they got shut down. There are over 2 trillion Google searches per day, Sam. And we had a show on this, I don't know, earlier this year where we talked about the influence that Google has on its viewers. When you type a question into Google, you think you're getting a vanilla, sanitized answer. That is not the case, Sam. They have algorithms in the background that determine what you see on that first page of hits, you know, and you know, what gets ranked really high and what doesn't get ranked very high. So Google determines that, and they thereby influence what the Google user sees. We just need to be aware of this. We need to look for alternative search engines, and we need to look for alternative platforms so that we're not so dependent on these big media giants, which are being influenced by our own government.
And I don't want people to call me and email me by the dozens. Oh, Sam, there's alternative search engines. Here's some of them. Or there's an alternative to Twitter. It's called Gab. And I don't want people to call me and tell me all that because I'm familiar with it. And I'm also familiar with the alternative news called Liberty News Radio. But I also understand that we're tiny and that you know what? Besides the labor of love from a couple of people in every one of these examples, hey, we struggle. Azure, for example, threatened to shut down Gab completely if they didn't capitulate, for instance. And so they control the choke points. And even us, even though we don't rely on a lot of these services, if they really want to take us down, they can take us down. They can literally chop off our internet, or they can chop off our servers. They can get to companies that, okay, we can't own and control the whole infrastructure. I wish we could. If we had enough money and enough support, we could. But you know what? We don't get those opportunities. And so it's a very tough road to hoe. But Ben Swan, our good buddy who's involved with Truth in Media, has been so for a long time, well-known TV reporter, does a great job, reality checks and other things. We've had him on the program with us several times. He's got some announcements, too, that relate to this, huh, Kurt, Jay? Oh, wow. Lol? Kurt, Jay, lol, Sam? You're Steve, aren't you? Just kidding. All right, lol?
Yeah, you're like my parents. When they're looking for the name of a child, they go through them all.
Yeah, I do that to my kids, too. But here's the thing. I'm trying to write a letter to Steve Stockman while we're talking. See what I mean? Not to Steve Stockman, to the judge on behalf of Steve Stockman. So, you know, and I sent Kurt one video. He asked for it, and I played it on the radio, downloaded it, sent it to him. Now he's already asking for another one. So I'm trying to download the video in the background while writing the letter, while running the board, while talking to you, while, you know, the whole bit, taking the show notes.
You are a Superman. Like we said at the beginning of the show, Mr. Superman Sam Bushman.
Or a one-armed paper hanger. I'm not sure which.
But, yeah, I was pleased to see this Ben Swan announcement. I did watch. They had about a 30-minute clip. I watched the whole thing. But basically, he was announcing just last week what is going to be. Well, they've been working on it for months. But he never announced and never talked about the project because there had been no shutdowns yet. But now that there have been accounts shut down, well over 800 pages and or accounts shut down by Facebook and Twitter and so forth.
And by the way, let's be clear, it's not just shut down across the board based on algorithms. These are intentional shutdowns of conservative new media or new center stage media. These are our people, right?
Yeah, exactly right. Even a reporter for RT, Reuters, what was her name?
So RT is Russia Today, though.
Yeah, Russia Today. Yeah, but see, she was a reporter, and she's getting she is a good journalist, and she does her background, her fact checking, and everything is really good, solid stuff. But she was one of the accounts that got shut down. A professional journalist.
Yeah, we're probably trying to influence the elections, you know.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. That's for sure. Anyway, so Ben Swan announced this project. Basically, it's going to be a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week streaming network. I believe it's called Isagoria.com. I might be a little bit wrong on that, but I know that the letters I-S-E, as in India Sunshine Edward, I-S-E was a big part of his presentation there. So basically, it's a channel. It's going to be a platform for dissenting journalists and a treasury fund for independent journalists, Sam. And so it might be something that we could utilize. I know you're good friends with Ben, and I'm hoping that you can cast more light on this announcement. But it sounds pretty exciting to me. It will accommodate independent thinkers and media providers. And
by the way, the word Isagoria, just so you know, is a Greek word, and its meaning is equality among all in freedom of speech. So that's the reason he chose that.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, folks will be able to watch this on live or on demand, you know, just like you can do for YouTube TV or Hulu TV, whatever. You'll be able to watch it live, or you can, you know,
on-demand stuff. Now, they say Isagoria's mission is to create uncensored, blockchain-based, decentralized news and an entertainment platform with a funding mechanism for independent media. And anyway, he goes into the problem, etc. Just phenomenal stuff. It's good work by Ben. He says independent media is being purged from social media platforms at an alarming rate. And they shut us down for no stated reason. Twitter has already been shadow banning content creators for years, but now they're, quote, outright banning dissenting voices from its platform. YouTube has been shutting down channels without warning on a regular basis. Now mainstream media is becoming increasingly consolidated and centralized. In the 1990s, there were around 50 corporations owning all the media in the United States. Now only 6% control 90% of all media in the United States. But it's out of control, Lowell. Final word's yours.
Well, thank you. I like the connection with the blockchain technology, because blockchain, I think that connotes an independent, distribution of the news. So there won't be a central choke point. Everybody can have it, man.
All right, let's come back. Lowell's agreed to stay with us 2 hours today, ladies and gentlemen. It's a phenomenal bonanza. We got a lot of topics to talk about. We'll come back, recap this, finish up on this topic, and then we got a bunch of other interesting topics. I'm Sam Bushman. Kurt Crosby is with me. Lowell Nelson, CampaignForLiberty.org, is with us as well. If you find what we provide to you valuable, please reciprocate. Donate to the Widows Mite Radio Network. now, would you please? LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.